One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar. Another mini episode of our midweek drop where we revisit some of the brilliant guests we've had on the show over the last 4 years. And this week, we're making it all about one man and one man only, the Yoda of pop, the man who stole the show at Glastonbury with his last ever live show here in the UK, a true legend. Of course, it's Sir Elton John. Now, I've been lucky enough to work with Elton across the years, most memorably hosting his 60th birthday celebrations at Madison Square Garden in New York City and seeing in the new year live on television with him at the O2. But I'm not the only one who's got stories to tell about all things Elton. So in this episode, we're going to be hearing from just some of the guests who've been on the show to share their own tales of time spent with Elton. And kicking things off, it's McFly's Danny Jones. Here he is talking about the night he ate prawns for the very first time so as not to be rude when he unexpectedly received an invite to dinner with Elton.
When we talk about seminal conversations over dinner, are there any others that stand out to you? Those, it could be your wedding breakfast. It could be those awkward moments when you're trying to keep the peace at home with a warring mum and dad.
The most bizarre dinner I've ever had, but incredible at the same time, was we were recording over in Atlanta with Dallas Austin.
Dallas Austin, wow.
Yeah.
Just explain who Dallas Austin is, right?
Well, yeah, Dallas Austin is one of the most legendary producers of all time. He's known for
TLC,
Pink.
Sugar Babes.
Pink, he told me an amazing story about Pink. She slept and begged him. She slept outside his studio for like 3 days straight and begged him to produce her album.
Wow.
And he ended up doing it, and that was her first album.
Yeah.
Yeah, so amazing stuff. And we were trying to get on radio at the time and play the radio game and be like, how do we get on radio? Because at the minute there's not one guitar on radio, you know. So we're trying to be clever about it. Anyway, cut a long story short, we had the most amazing experience.
So you're in Atlanta at Dallas's studios or its house or
at his studio.
Right, which is like, I would imagine, bougie.
Incredible. Just like the most awesome place to hang out, you know, incredible paintings, discs everywhere, like so inspiring. And literally in the first couple of days of meeting him, and I always remember his laugh, he's got his laugh like this, and he starts laughing. I'm like, Dallas, what are you laughing at, man? Like, he's on his phone laughing. And I'm like, Dallas, what are you laughing at, man? Like, and he found us hilarious, especially my accent.
Yeah.
Laughed at me straight away. And he goes, you want to go to dinner with Elton John? And I went, what? He went, yeah, Elton John wants to go to dinner. Do you want to go to dinner? And we're like, yeah, when? He's like, now. And we're like, mate, we're just about to like write a song and record. He's like, yeah, but we're going to have a dinner with Elton John. All right, cool. So we went to this place, met Elton John, had dinner. And it was this amazing steak I had, blah, 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 and we got talking. And it's a very quick dinner. But what was amazing, so he goes, oh, McFly, yeah, yeah, I know you guys, you're doing great things. And at the time, Lady Gaga was becoming big, and I remember talking to him about Lady Gaga. And then he goes to us, do you want to come over to mine on Friday, I think it was, or Saturday, and have dinner? And we were like, yeah, okay.
He's got a big place in Atlanta.
This is Elton John, yeah. So we're like, yeah, okay. So me and the boys like, mate, we just got invited to Elton John's apartment in Atlanta for dinner. What the? You know what I mean? we got like 2 days. We're like, right, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? What are we doing? You know what I mean? All this stuff. We were so nervous. Honestly, so nervous. It's one of those dinners where, you know, like you're just necking wine because you don't know what to do. So we go there, we turn up, and we go get up to Elton John's apartment, and he answers the door in his most unbelievable Adidas tracksuit, like full on matching, and he just takes us for a tour instantly, takes us for a tour around his apartment and all of his collections and his artwork. Is incredible. It's like a museum. It's incredible. And then we sit down to this on this, you know, unbelievable, like round white, awesome Michelin star style kind of table, and there's waiters and a chef and that, and we're drinking wine, we're chatting music, there's people that I've never met before in my life that are multi-award winning songwriters and business owners and all this, and I'm just having the best time ever. So when you mix that energy with food and music and that experience of like, but there's Elton John and I'm eating, it's mad. Like, music can take you to some mad places, and that's one of the, you know, places where I was like, this is crazy.
You've got all the ingredients for the perfect night there, right?
Yeah.
Next up, we have Duncan James and Anthony Costa from Blue. Now, they joined me last year and shared so many brilliant stories of their time as a band, but most notably this. The time they recorded a single with Elton John that went all the way to number one. It gave them memories to treasure forever and some ridiculously fabulous diamond necklaces. Here's Duncan.
For me, do you know, I know we talk about it a lot, but working with Elton, I think for me, was such a huge thing because I started off my career at 18 years old as a male vocalist for a holiday site called Haven Holidays.
Did you?
I was a Haven mate, yeah.
Do you know what? That's a brilliant training ground.
Did it for Amazing. 2 years. So I started off in a little site in West Bay in Bridport, and then I moved up to Harcourt Sands in the Isle of Wight, and then Mill Rithe in Portsmouth. And because I was like the singer, I was booked as this singer of the Haven Mates. I didn't have to do all the shitty jobs. I
got didn't to have do, to like, do all the jollying and the
no,
kids along.
I got
and...
to do a bit more cooler stuff. But one of my jobs was to run the karaoke nights. And, you know, you've got to have a couple of songs in your arsenal because you're going to be able to get up and sing karaoke songs. So one of my songs that I always sing was Elton John, Your Song. So going from being 18-year-old redcoat, effectively singing Your Song to the punters at the holiday camp, to actually then fast forward 4 years later to be actually singing with Elton John.
So only 4 years later?
Yeah, having a number one hit with him around the world. That for me was, I can't believe this is happening. Going from singing his stuff in a karaoke and then actually going singing with him and being in a music, that for me was like,
yeah, when you see
yourself.
Your name on the same call sheet for the video and you're like, me and Sir Elton John.
No, it's so
wow.
Weird. And what a lovely story is, he brought us all a little Theo Fennell, was it Theo Fennell?
Theo Fennell gold necklace.
Gold necklace, which my mum, bless her, he wrote a little letter to us all with our names on saying, thanks for doing the song. It means a lot. Love, Elton. And my mum framed it for me as a Christmas present. She put his letter in a framed box thing with the gold necklace, and it's still hanging up in my hallway.
Aww.
And it was so lovely. It's such a lovely memory.
He's a very nice man, Elton John.
He's a lovely
man. But all his
man.
Screaming and hissy fits, and I've seen those firsthand, and they're bloody brilliant. I think that he's a brilliant supporter of new talent.
He is.
He's great in a crisis, and he sweeps in and he nurses people back to good mental health when they're having a hard time. And you hear a lot of those stories across the years.
And he's done so much for the LGBTQ+ community, for his AIDS Foundation. I mean, you just think about the actual work that he's done. I mean, he lived during the 80s when the AIDS crisis was massive, and he's gone out there as a pop star, as somebody who's made a career for himself and done something about it and helped so many people and so many lives. And for me, you know, being a gay man, I just take my hat off to him for everything that he's done in his career. And for me, getting an opportunity to work with him firsthand, doing a song with him, was just probably my biggest, happiest moment ever that I will take to the grave.
Yeah, that's a deathbed moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's proper.
In the nicest.
Have you ever been starstruck, Kate? I've always wanted to ask you that.
Me?
Have you ever met someone that you thought?
Yeah, George.
Who? Michael. And me.
George.
And me.
Really?
But we became friends. He's my idol. I tried to resist his friendship.
I've got a high five you on that, Kate. Oh, I love him.
I was too scared to become his friend in case I made a show of myself.
Love
and
him.
Actually, he was more magnificent than I could have ever hoped. Oh. Yeah, he was wonderful.
He was amazing, wasn't he? Because I met him at Top of the Pops, because my family and his family became really close.
We're all from the same part of the world, right?
Yeah, Northwest London, yeah.
But you're both Greek as well.
And we're both half Greek.
Yeah.
And
that's what he used to do. He used to ring me up and he'd go, "Hello, it's the singing Greek."
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Last but certainly not least, we have the Australian singing superstar, Delta Goodrum. She graced our show back in 2021 and talked us through her incredible life and times and her incredible battles with health. And one of the first people to reach out when Delta was diagnosed with cancer was, yeah, you guessed it, Sir Elton John.
Like when we went into lockdown here, learning how to, like when they would ask us, hey, it's Global Citizen, can you make a video from your living room? And all of a sudden I'm going, listen, I'm still pen and paper. I have not merged yet fully into my phone, but my phone and I, we're about to get real close with these videos for sending them out to the world. And I have
so
my,
this
my
was like over. Global Citizen was that you were the only Australian artist to invited to take part. It was Lady Gaga's organisation, right? She organised this global concert. And then you find yourself in your living room going, it's just me and my phone and I've got to make this happen. Like,
you look at your phone and you just go, okay, all right. What can I stand it on around here? Like, what do I put it on? Lucky I've got a light now at least. So all of a sudden I found myself learning all these new skill sets.
That's scary, right? Because, you know, I remember watching that concert and it kind of, you know, I loved looking at everybody's homes. I'm not going to lie. It was like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, property porn.
But it was definitely the first video off the ranks, right? So of all videos when you first do it, at least if I'd had like a couple of home videos that I'd done with music before, before. I might have been able to send to the entire world, but this is your first edited video. I was so thankful over the course of time. I did duets with, you know, Colin Hay, and we did Land Down Under. I started this online show called Bunker Down as a way to do performances for people who were at home, and so we just sung any requests, and all of a sudden I started to have this new, again, not something that I had before this moment at all, but all of a sudden I started to feel that connection between people and through technology, which I know I was a lot more in person. I loved being present with people in person. And now that, I mean, that's a beautiful thing, that connection to the entire world through our devices is getting to talk to you today. It's definitely, I think, coming from making the whole world become so much more connected, even in a way, that part has definitely been something I know that came out of it.
100%. I think I remember watching that concert.
Efficiency.
And then, exactly. But then I remember John Legend listening to him on a podcast afterwards, I think with Gregory Porter, saying, oh, that was a nightmare trying to set that recording up. And then there's Elton John performing on a piano with sort of some of his kids' inflatable pool toys.
Yeah.
But I kind of love the honesty of that. And the fact Elton John's got a load of inflatables and landfill knocking around his house. Because that's what parents do.
I wrote a song on the album called Dear Elton, actually. I mean, he is the master. He is the, you know, he's such a special. He's like the... He's the loved UK. I think of the UK, I think of Elton John.
He is the Yoda of British music.
He's
global.
The Yoda, the guru.
He really is. Have you ever had the Elton John call where he just drops you a note just to say, I like what you're doing?
I have. I when I first broke on the scene, Sir Elton did give me a call. He actually called me on my very first day of chemo and said and wished me well. And I actually, with this album, I wrote a book with it, and I share that story about how incredible that was and how kind that was and reaching out. And, you know, so he's a very special man, I think.
He's remarkable for doing that because he still consumes new music every week. You know, he's always downloading. He's always getting in touch with artists, especially artists that are in trouble. And I think, actually, he's, you know, there's something quite saintly sometimes about the way he manages to find the time to phone you on your first day of chemo. Good luck. I'm here.
Completely. Exactly.
Have you ever called him back? Have you ever called him for any reason just to say, how are you? Or do you just get too scared that it's Elton?
I have. I mean, it's funny because I think of Olivia Newton-John as well as that person that's always, she's also, as an Aussie, been that mentor in my life who's always, you know, been sort of watches over you, and she's always got time for everybody and always. And those people, I mean, as a young artist, when I started, you know, they're really impressionable moments. And I always think of that when I, you know, when I speak to other artists, or I think about when people have just started, so cognizant of when an artist first starts, how important it is to let them know there's a community of artists as well. And it's like any field, I guess, like it's any job, you could do the same. I'm sure you do it with young presenters coming in and going, all right, I got you. Let me tell you a couple of things.
Well, just leave the door open, you know? That's what I always think.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leave the door ajar so that they can come in behind and ask any questions. Thank you so much for joining me for this little amuse-bouche, a little something from the cellar, a Sir Elton John special. And if you're enjoying these weekly visits to the cellar as much as I am, then don't forget, subscribe to the show and make sure you hit the follow button so they find their way to your feed. If you'd like to hear any of the episodes that we featured this week in all their full glory, just search for the names of the guests. There's Danny Jones from McFly, Duncan James and Anthony Costa from Blue, and last but not least, Delta Goodrum. Until Friday, have a great week.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.